Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you have a question or a comment, you can ask it there at the site, or you can go to this email address, askjim@jbsba.com. Mr. Humble is about to interview Mr. Wonderful. Steve Chandler, also known as Mr. Wonderful, is our guest. He's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of some of my favorite books, 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, and another one is a great book. It's called 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and the Truth That Will Set You Free, among other books that he has written. Steve Chandler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, and as always, it's a pleasure. What you got on your mind today, Steve?
Well, you know, I thought today we could talk about this whole thing that's sweeping through America and has been for 10 or 20 years, this concept that we're all victims of something and where everybody scrambles. And I know it starts in the schools. Everyone scrambles to identify themselves with some victim group or another. And then it gets even worse. People, even people in small and large businesses, see themselves as victims of people, situations, circumstances. And the problem with taking this position is that it eliminates all innovation, creativity, imagination, and it cuts my power down to almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so common and it's so popular right now. People get on the phone with their victim stories and they call everybody else, and everybody's a victim of something. And it just cuts people's power right out of their system.
Well, it does. And you know, one of the things is my audience knows, Steve, that I've been that we've got some new victims that are being established right now by the political
yes.
by the political process, the silly season, and that is trying to blame politicians for jobs that for people being unemployed, which is a dishonest statement rather than recognizing what's really going on in the world, in the global marketplace, and helping the people. They're spending more time telling them they should feel victimized rather than helping them to get reoriented.
Yes, absolutely. And what you know, this nation was built on the opposite approach. It was built on a self-reliance, and you can make it even if you come from Korea or from Poland. Even if you don't speak English, you have equal opportunity. Come over here, learn English. Work hard, stay focused, and you can do anything you want. Well, that whole concept has been thrown out. That concept has been dismissed, and the politicians have taken the lead, and then the media have followed, and then Hollywood right behind. We're all victims of something. We've all been mistreated. And now you can't meet anyone who hasn't somehow been mistreated. They grew up in a dysfunctional family.
Right.
Or they've just got a long list of grievances. And I go into the juvenile detention centers now, and a lot of my clients have sponsored me to go in there. And my training is in the whole concept of victimization. And I do a very simple owner-victim training system that I do in juvenile detention centers, but I take the same training to Merrill Lynch that I give to juvenile detention centers, which some people, after Martha Stewart's case, think is appropriate.
Well, your book, Reinventing Yourself, which has been out now for a few years, is probably becoming is probably as valid today as it was when you first published it.
Yeah, in fact, it's
maybe more so.
It's selling more now than when it first came out, and the Reinventing Yourself is about reinventing yourself from a victim to an owner, taking ownership of your life and ownership of your response to circumstance. And we don't take ownership, and we just become a victim of the circumstance, which shuts down the capacity to respond. And that's the real problem with victimization. It makes you ineffective.
Right.
Like you said, if you're looking for a job and you're just wandering around saying, how come they shipped my job overseas? Well, they didn't. All you have to do is open a newspaper, and you see that there's almost infinite opportunity in every city in America.
I do two surveys. We review two surveys about the economy every month on this show, and one of them is by Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB. He's chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business. And you know what? One of the top 10 challenges small business owners have today: finding the right people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I mean, they need to hire people, but they can't find the right people.
Right.
And so there's work out there. The problem is that we got to get people reinvented. When we come back, we're going to get Steve Chandler to tell us how to do that. How can we get our minds right, our attitudes right, so we can go get the resources that we need and the skills that we need to participate in the 21st century successfully. 2012, stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Chandler is our guest and our old friend, the longtime member of our Brain Trust. And Steve, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
It's our fourth anniversary.
Oh, yes.
How about that?
Well, that's a good. What music are you playing right now? That's
Little River Band, I think.
Their
song, yeah. And Steve always critiques my music.
I used to be in the music business. I thought it was Queen for a second, but
no,
you don't seem like a Queen guy to me.
Well, I like some of Freddie Mercury's stuff, but that's I think that's Little River Band. But anyway, happy anniversary! It's 4 years. Thank you for 4 years of excellent support of all the things that we do and all the things that small business owners do.
Well, I know you've been riding my coattails for all those years.
And I appreciate it, too.
It was very appropriate of you to say happy anniversary to me. So
Thank you, Mr. Wonderful. hey, Steve, let's get back into this. By the way, folks, if you want to find any of Steve's books, and they're classics, I'm telling you, the 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself and Reinventing Yourself, two different books, those have been out for a while, but they're it's not just that they've been out for a while. The reason they're still available is because they are classics. And you just want to make sure you get those and check out anything that Steve has to say. You can find him at any of the bookstores, especially the online bookstores. But you can also find him well represented, his books too, on our website in our Brain Trust section. So check him out there. You can listen to archives of shows that we've done with Steve in the past. Steve, let's get back to this victim thing. And I want you to help us if – What does it feel like before we talk about how to become not become a victim or how to get out of being a victim, stop being a victim? Maybe there are people who don't realize that what's happening. How does it feel if we think we're a victim? If we
feel like
we're being victimized?
You're exactly right. People who get into this self-victimization through repeated victim thoughts, they think that's just the truth about life. They don't think they're making a choice between being a victim and being an owner. Now, the way out of that is to show them the choice, however you show it, like whatever kind of coach or friend or mentor you can be, is to allow someone to see the choice. When I go into juvenile detention centers or when I work with Motorola or the companies that I work with, it's all the same. I show them the choice. I give them the distinction, so that they go out of the room after the seminar having a free choice from that moment on. I can be a victim of this circumstance, or I can take ownership of my response to it. And when people see that they truly have that choice, no matter what, it frees them up. Now, they can still be a victim, but at least they know that in the background there's always a stronger choice and they might want to make it.
See, now that's something that people... That I think you're right. I think people don't realize that just about anything in life that they're facing, they have a choice. And if they don't like it, many, many things in our lives that we don't like, we can choose to get rid of. We can choose to go in another direction. Now, it's going to take some work. It's first thing it does is it requires recognizing that. recognizing that you have something that, you know, that you don't like and that you want something different. You have to do that first, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. You've got to raise your consciousness in the situation. You've got to take a deep breath, and like General George Patton used to say, you've got to get some oxygen flowing into your blood. The brain lives on oxygen. Any idiot can double his lung size. Start breathing, start walking, swimming, whatever you do. You'll be twice as smart if you do some aerobic work, even if it's just deep breathing. Like, I know you, Jim, are too busy to even get up and walk around. So you need to breathe deeply.
That's right. That's
in
right.
That swivel chair of yours.
If it weren't for Steve telling me this, folks, I'd already be dead. I don't know where I'd be without Steve Chandler. There's no question about it. Okay, now let's say that we say, Steve, I hear what you're saying, and I see that what I've been thinking was just the way the world is supposed to be. I can now recognize that it doesn't have to be that way, and I don't like what's going on. I don't like the way my business is going. I don't like the way my job's going, or my family, or my personal life, or my faith life, or whatever. I don't like the way that's going. And what's the next step? Now that I recognize it, and I say, you know what? I've been causing myself to feel like a victim without realizing it. How do I get to that next step?
Well, the next step is to take a deep breath and say, okay, now what do I want to do about it? What action? I'm going to map out a plan here. What if I were mentoring myself? And that's really what you end up doing when you grow and mature. When you reinvent yourself, what you really do is you occupy that part of you, that inner counselor, that mature, wise part of you that coaches the other part. The coaches, whatever other part you want to label it,
we all have that inside of us, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and we've had it. Everybody knows we have it. It's pictured many different ways. Like you've seen cartoons with an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have that duality inside. And rather than have it be a scary thing where it feels like there's an inner argument going on,
right,
take charge of it and use it. It can be used to change your whole life. So mentor yourself.
So that mentoring side, is what's actually is causing you to feel unhappy because it knows that there's something better, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. You're right. That's what's causing all the inner turmoil.
You got to do as we go to a break here, Steve, it seems to me what you got to do is say, okay, let me listen to that side that's saying I'm unhappy. And instead of saying, okay, stop complaining, what are we going to do about it? And I want to get you to tell us about how to fix that when we get on the other side of these messages. It's Tintin. We'll be right back with Mr. Wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Chandler, the author of Reinventing Yourself. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Donna Brazile is going to be joining us, going to be back on the show. You remember Donna. Donna is a political operative of the Democratic persuasion, and she's a former national campaign manager for Al Gore in the 2000 election. And so she's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about get her to tell us a little bit about some of her thoughts on the silly season that we're entering right now. And I'll tell you more about all the rest of the show. Oh, by the way, our resident CPA, Doug Stives, is also going to be with us in the next show. And we're going to be talking about getting ready for tax season. And also Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to join us and tell us a little bit about the business of talk radio. And that's coming up in the show straight ahead. Steve Chandler is our guest. He's the author of The Joy of Selling. He's also the author of Reinventing Yourself, which is a book that I really encourage you to check out, which is what we're talking about right now. Steve, once we've heard that little voice, and the voice said, I'm not happy, and then we said, okay, what are you going to do about it? And the voice said, okay, maybe I'll start thinking positively instead of negatively. What's the next step?
And the next step is to say, to really take a step outside yourself and stop being so close to the problem and taking it so personally and making up all these defects that you think you have,
mm-hmm.
and realize there's nothing wrong with you. Now, how are you going to solve this problem? And talk to yourself like you would your own son or your own daughter and say, okay, look, you can solve this. Now, just create a little action plan here. Take it one step at a time, just like Apollo 13. That looked too big to do, and nobody knew how they were going to get those guys back alive. But they just took it one small step at a time. Mm-hmm. And the ground control on the ground said, look, we don't know how we're going to bring them back, but let's solve this one little thing and then move on to the next thing.
Don't we have to also, isn't it critical that we stop blaming somebody?
Exactly right. That's the key element, is that nobody's targeting you, nobody's picking on you, nobody's doing anything to you. You are not the target. And if somebody's behaving badly, they've got pain in them, and they're doing it to everybody they run into. You are not the mm-hmm. target. And stop taking it personally and move on.
What about, wouldn't it also be important in reinventing yourself, wouldn't it also be important to be able to recognize and to celebrate little successes?
Yeah, that's really big. Little successes are everything in life. And people just sort of quit on that and give up on it and say, well, what does that matter? If I do 10 push-ups, how's that going to make me look like Arnold Schwarzenegger? And the answer is, if you stay with it, it will.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just one of the things that I worry about for some small business owners is that they're so focused on the finish line that they aren't that it prevents them from celebrating the fact that they've accomplished something just to be where they are right now today.
Yeah.
To even be able to contemplate a bigger award. I mean, that's something to be proud of. So the operative word in finish line is finish.
Yeah.
I don't want to race to that finish. Do you, Steve?
No. I'm happy with today. Live today, be happy today.
And be proud of what you've accomplished today. And
exactly.
And now what we're doing, Steve, is now we're replacing some of that negative with some positive, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. The positive charge, the plus, in physics and in math, it's represented by a plus. So every time you're positive, you add something to the situation, plus. Every time you're negative, you subtract something from the situation, the relationship, and the energy around it. So it is as true in human relations as it is in physics and math, that when you're positive, you add something good, and when you're negative, you take something away.
What about a change of scenery and a change of environment? Isn't it possible that we are around people who are negative, and I call them spirit vampires? They suck the spirit right out of you. Isn't it possible that we're around those kinds of people, and then we either need to stay with them, be with them less, or get away from them completely?
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't want to sound like we're blaming somebody, but there are people like that, aren't there?
Yeah, and especially if you hire an employee to help you with your business, and you find out that you've got a victim and a total pessimist, the faster you can move them on to your competitor or someone else, the better.
You know, give me somebody who's smart and a good attitude. I can train them how to do everything else.
Yeah, that's right. And we mistakenly look to see if a person can do the job instead of looking to see if they want to do the job. And that's the biggest mistake we make in hiring.
Steve Chandler, well done today. It's always fun when you join us. You always open our eyes and make us think of some new things. Thank you for being here today. As always, it's a pleasure. And happy anniversary, baby.
All right, Jim.
Thanks. See you later. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. But don't forget his other book, which is very important for these days, Reinventing Yourself by Steve Chandler. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.